With SRN News, I'm Jeremy. House in Washington. The House votes to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for withholding audio of an interview with President Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Attorney General's blatant contempt of Congress flies in the face of the rule of justice.
We're talking about another theme, and that is the administration of justice in this country. And the contempt of Merrick Garland is a very important principle here.
The final vote was 216 to 207. Also on SRNews.com, Donald Trump is making a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. He's expected to visit House and then Senate Republican campaign headquarters near the Capitol to discuss party priorities. More warnings are being issued about foreign disinformation related to the upcoming election.
U.S. officials who track disinformation campaigns say they're issuing more warnings to political candidates, government officials, and others targeted by foreign groups as America's adversaries seek to influence the 2024 election. Russia, China, and Iran have done it before, and advances in artificial intelligence only heighten the risk. Without giving specifics, an official from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says there are a number of possible reasons for the spike in warnings. They may reflect a growing threat or simply improve detection. And, of course, presidential elections draw more attention. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Italy is hosting the summit of the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations in the wake of the European Parliament election that saw a surge in support for conservatives in places like G7 members France and Germany. The G7 summit through Saturday is focusing on global conflicts, the spread of artificial intelligence, and on Africa. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 135 points. This is SRN News. A court battle over a T-shirt continues.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesboro, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Governor Jay Inslee says Washington State will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to stabilize patients. His statement comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. There is no indication that patients have been denied emergency abortions in Washington. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says inflation is easing but remains too high.
The most recent inflation readings have been more favorable than earlier in the year, however, and there has been modest further progress toward our inflation objective. We'll need to see more good data to bolster our confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
The policymakers' forecast for one rate cut was down from their previous projection of three. Now that Europe has announced tariffs on China-made electric cars, the continent is bracing to see if the other shoe drops. The Chinese government says it will take, quote, all measures necessary to protect our legitimate rights and interests. It hasn't specified what those might be, but China has various options, including slapping tariffs on European cars, farm products, or luxury goods. Analysts warn an escalating trade war could break out. More details at SRNnews.com.